corruption crashing. We are crashing through the lies and disinformation. Not waiting for orders from headquarters, firing in all directions. We're completely surrounded. Good. That makes our situation simpler. Don't let the enemy escape. Don't let the parasites win. Expose them. Expose their crimes. Through the committees of correspondence, the Organic Resistance Corps, battle stations, in the information war. Go forward, committed, 110%, never back down, never surrender, never waver. This is history, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order has pulled out of its pocket the classic messianic leader to try to sell the public with a false organic movement to bring in their great tyranny. This is the fight of our lives, the fight of a generation. The United States falling to complete tyranny. Martial law, War Powers Act declared. Congress, literally, ceremonial. The states being fully absorbed. And the message to historians is, I am Lincoln. I bring federalization. I bring international control. I bring the New World Order. That is what Barack Obama is saying, this wicked puppet of the New World Order. All right, going back to, I was just talking to Michael in Canada. I want to go to Mike in Montana, Scott, Brian, and Tristan. Then I'm going to get into the video clips and audio clips here and more analysis on the coronation of the front demigod puppet today. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I'll finish up quickly on topic there. Like I'm on the CFR website here, and Barack Obama, like, you know, he's campaigned on change, yet, you know, he's a member of a known, you know, a think tank or right-wing think tank, whatever, CFR, and in his biography here...
Let me stop you. The CFR was publicly founded in 1922 at Pratt House in New York as a British roundtable group by British intelligence to work through the private Federal Reserve owned predominantly by the Bank of England to take over industry, the media, and the government and banking, and they've done it. It is the imperium true government. Go ahead.
Oh, definitely, sir. And but here on their website it says, Obama says the United States needs to renew its global leadership position through skillful diplomacy, a revitalized military, and by confronting nuclear proliferation, which he calls the most urgent threat to the security of America and the world. Like, how has this changed? Like, this is Cold War rhetoric, and he's got Nicholas Brzezinski or whatever is his main dude in the background. How does that change we can believe in with Cold War rhetoric as his main front, you know?
Absolutely, sir. You're completely on target. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Montana. Montana Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you do a really good job. Got a hands off to you on that. It's a real interesting day. I like a lot of stuff that you've been telling me and everybody else. And I'm glad you pointed out that, you know, it's a lot murkier waters. I mean, it's not real simple. When you're talking about the players in the world and about people's motives. And what you've said just earlier brought something to mind to me is that it actually, when you get to the bottom of the murky water, there's something solid down there and there's some truth. And I think it's evil against good, right?
That's right. And the spirit of evil and good works through everyone.
Yeah. So, I mean, I believe in principles, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, if you had a friend, right or wrong, that got himself in trouble, you'd back him up, wouldn't you?
Well, it depends. I mean, if I had somebody I thought was my friend and they were robbing banks, I wouldn't back them.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, if he had a friend who was in trouble, that's what friendship is. I mean, either you're an acquaintance or you're a friend.
Well, it's loyalty. It's loyalty. But you've also got to be loyal to the truth and to morals.
Exactly. I mean, you believe the stories in the Bible, right?
Yes.
I do, too, and a lot of people do. I mean, have you ever imagined if you went back in time after reading the stories in the Bible, would you have sided with King David in his fights and struggles against the Philistines?
Well, yes.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, I heard some stuff on...
But the people in Israel today, it's not King David.
Well, you know, God has a plan. I mean, Jesus is coming back.
Well, a lot of people use that as a cop-out, and they thought that under Hitler. But I appreciate your call. I'm going to fight evil. And what Israel's doing in Gaza is evil. We'll be right back.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, and I'm going to go back to your phone calls here in just a moment. Speaking of sponsors, we only take sponsors I believe in that I've checked out. We have to turn down about 80% of the people that contact us every day wanting to be sponsors. So whatever I plug, I believe in. If you hear me endorsing it, I believe in it. Speaking of this one plug, this one sponsor today, not only is it a great deal and great seeds, it will pay roughly for one of the guys to be in here for 6-7 hours today doing work. So again, that's why we also have the sponsors. But that's literally how important this advertising is to us. That's how we run this operation. So keep that in mind. Survivalistseeds.com. Knowing that something's coming is not the solution. Preparing for what's coming is the answer. It's 7 years of healthy food for pennies a pound, 100% heirloom seeds. Grow your own food and eliminate your dependency on society. Get 15,000 heirloom vegetable seeds for a 7-year family supply for just $129 and receive a free how-to DVD instructional video. Get seeds 5 times cheaper than the GM trash sold at Death Mart. Same day priority shipping by USPS. You can go online to survivalistseeds.com at survivalistseeds.com or call 620-637-2978. That's 620-637-2978. You can send check or money order as well. They have an address there on the site. Without a long-term food solution, you will be under the control of the globalists. You're not independent or become a slave to them. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, survivalistseeds.com. Let's go ahead and try to hurry back to your calls. Each caller brings up such deep and important questions. I hate having to cut them off, but then we won't be able to get to the next caller. Scott in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
First time caller, and to be honest, I don't know. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I saw a thing out here in the Orange County Register. I sent you an email about it the other day, about how the Supreme Court just loosened the illegal search and seizure rules in the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, they're getting rid of everything, Fourth Amendment, everything.
I can't believe it. I can't believe what I read.
They've introduced bills to ban most guns. It's introduced. It's all happening. I mean, it's all...
Because of H.R. 1022.
Yeah.
What you had said about that, I went and looked it up, and you were right on the money.
Sir, we make nothing up here. That's what I mean. I mean, they're openly announcing world government run by the banks that have engineered everything. They're openly building FEMA camps, and I'm called radical.
I'm part of that unawakened crowd you talk about. I served in the Marine Corps. I'm a disabled vet now.
Here's an example. I've got Marines calling themselves, you know, Marines with their handles. You Google right. their handle, you see their Facebook, and they're on there saying, I'm a liar, I'm unpatriotic, that there's been no peer-reviewed studies of 9/11 truth groups when there have been peer-reviewed studies. They're delusional, but a lot of them aren't. Go ahead.
I just want to try to pound home this Fourth Amendment thing.
It's happening. It's happening.
It's got me so messed up. This is not the Constitution that I was willing to give my life away for. They're gutting it.
Sir, the Patriot Act has been used. Google this. Patriot Act used in non-terror-related cases. Patriot Act used in drug cases. In one state, like 4 or 5 years ago, only a year or two into the Patriot Act, what was it? It was South Carolina, I believe. It was one article I read on air. I've seen hundreds. And it said more than 10,000 non-terror-related cases, family violence, gun crime, drugs. It was listed a whole bunch of stuff where they just say, we don't even use the Bill of Rights now.
Absolutely.
And the Supreme Court is getting in line. See, they said it was for Al-Qaeda, which is fake. But regardless if you believe that, they're now saying the troops in NORTHCOM and the Marines are for suppressing the American people.
The 3rd Infantry Division ready to mobilize whenever they need them.
They started with that, and then a month later announced, no, it'll be 20,000 troops, not 4,000. Now they've announced, no, it'll actually be 60,000.
I've heard it's went all the way up to the entire division. Which is around...
No, I mean, it's all announced. It's Army times. They have Marines all over the country running checkpoints at DUIs.
I've seen that out here in California. They pulled my
articles,
life over one
go read articles we wrote 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I said they will start at DUI checkpoints. They will start with bomb disposal. They will start with the jaws of life to help people at car wrecks and airlift people to get everybody used to. Why is the Army here? Well, they're here to help stop the drunks. You're not against stopping drunks, are you? Again, Obama has announced forced youth brigades, 18 to 24, and then instead of talking about it on the news, they go, Obama's going to give soup kitchens. See, that sounds reasonable. Marines are going to help car wrecks.
That's not our job. We're not built for that.
But do you see the psych warfare?
I do, and unfortunately, you know, it looks like for the last 20 years of my life, I've been a victim of it.
We've all been victims of it, sir. I'm not completely awake. I don't know everything.
You know, I think I'm to the point to where I don't want to know anymore.
Well, here's the problem.
It's just ripping my heart out.
Here's the problem. It's only going to get worse. See, people think I'm negative. I'm not negative. You know, let's say I stepped on a nail. This actually happened when I was a little kid in the construction site by the house. It got really infected. And I kind of ignored it because I never went to the doctor and never told my parents when I got hurt and stuff. And finally, I had to go to the doctor and get it all worked on. Now, what if it had been negative for me to say, I've stepped on a nail, green pus is coming out of it? Is that negative? No. If you step on a nail and a week later green pus is coming out of your foot, it's positive to admit green pus is coming out of your foot and that you've got a staph infection and to go to the doctor. Now, is it negative to admit you stepped on a nail?
Absolutely not.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, they've admitted they've built FEMA camps. They've hired 26,000 preachers, and they've got them out giving sermons about turning your guns in. I mean, they're not, the Pentagon and NORTHCOM aren't playing games, man. They've already stolen $8.5 trillion. $4 trillion been stolen from the Pentagon pension funds. The elites are looting us. Offshore corporations are bringing us down. And they know the public's going to resist, so they're making Obama a cult leader to suppress the people and fool them to go along with it. And if that doesn't work, they say they're going to use NORTHCOM on us.
Well, my opinion on the Obama thing is we're going to have to put up with this for about 2-3 more months, this cult of Obama thing. But it's going to stop when Charlie Rangel tries to push the universal draft through. Because all those college kids that went out and mobilized for Obama are finally going to wake up and learn that they are going to be forced to serve in the military.
Well, see, it's worse than that. They're not going to make all these yuppie kids do that. They're going to give them uniforms and a 1 million-man domestic security force, and they're going to like it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. The security force under
Sir, we have video of them already during the campaign 6 months ago when Obama was here for the debate in Austin in green uniforms with green helmets, officially under Obama. They are going to wear uniforms, environmental corps, spy corps, police corps. And then the media is going to focus in on the soup corps.
And when you say
you don't want Obama control freaks running around your neighborhood spying and bossing and shouting people down at local meetings, they're going to sit there and say you're a racist and you're against feeding people soup.
Well, Alex, that feeds right back into what I called about today. Because of this Fourth Amendment rule that they've loosened, they're not only going to be doing it in your neighborhoods, they can walk into your house and look around and pick whatever the hell they want and haul you out.
That's the sneak and peek provision of Patriot Act. They pass that, and then they're getting the court in line with it.
Oh, well, you know, look at that subpoena you got today. That poor jerk that wrote that on the website?
Yeah.
They are going to come to his house, and there is a provision in the Patriot Act, which I looked at because you told me to go look at it. They can charge him as a terrorist.
I know.
And they can do all those things in the Patriot Act that are supposed to be against terrorists that are supposed to be trying to bring down our government and use it against a stupid American citizen.
Sir, they have charged 17-year-old high school seniors with no criminal record for writing an article about zombies attacking a fictitious school for, and then the guy's grandparents in this one case reported on him. They charged him, oh, look, he wrote an article about zombies. He wrote a fiction story like Stephen King. And then his grandparents read it. He lived with them, and they reported him and were proud, and the police said, great job. And they said, it doesn't matter if it's a fiction story. You're not allowed to write about that. And they charged him as a terrorist.
Oh, my God.
It's secret police. Listen, I told the story in my audio blog yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My wife hadn't told me about this in a week and a half. She forgot about it. Before we went on vacation, we had repairmen there at the house. You know, we had air conditioner repairmen, and we have garbage disposal repairmen, whatever, because I don't have the time to be there. And my children were homeschooling them, trying that out. They're very small, and the people said your children should be in school. And my wife said, well, no, they're homeschooled, and they said that's illegal. Started looking at my wife weird. It's not illegal, you see. But the point is that every time I hear about CPS going after a family, it's neighbors see the children on recess who are homeschooling playing on the jungle gym in their backyard, and they call the police. That's the secret police.
Mm-hmm. And now with the loosening of the Fourth Amendment, they don't have to just stop with what they came to your house for. They can look around and you could be a totally innocent person doing absolutely nothing wrong
in
your home.
Sir,
they come for
sir.
One reason and haul your ass off for something else.
Sir, I'm not even looking for the stories, and in the last couple of years, I've seen three articles in three different areas where people went in Best Buy, Walmart, and one other place and tried to pay with a $2 bill. The people are arrested. The police come and are so ignorant they don't know a $2 bill, the Declaration of Independence, is real. And then they are, in one case, were still charged and went to court and were convicted because the judge, the jury, and everyone were so ignorant and the system was so predatory, they got them for trying to use counterfeit funds.
Oh,
you understand, sir? There are people going to jail for not vaccinating their children when there's no law. There are people being arrested for handing out my videos. It's in the newspaper, and then they still, and then thank God the juries don't convict them. One case in Tennessee, one in Kentucky.
I have a question for you. The whole dust up with you back of the Geraldo show in New York City that time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you guys have a legal permit to be there?
We had a permit to march.
But they hauled you off anyway.
Yes, but they said an unauthorized sound device, which was really a $200 fine. So once I got in the jail, the captain came in and there was a crowd protesting, and he said, yeah, this is non-arrestable. We're going to let you go. Then I had to pay like $1,000 in court to have a lawyer appear just to pay the fine in New York for me a month later. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. these are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Look, we got about 35 minutes left, and I am going into overdrive. I know I have interviews with respective team members coming up 15 after, but I'm sure we can go to 20 after and have the good folks wait out there, because I have to cover all these clips. I have to get to all this news. I said I was going to. In my stack, because I print most of my news, I research at night and in the morning, but the guys around the office get stuff and they bring it to me. Derek, one of our sales guys, just walked in during the break and said, oh, you're talking about the Patriot Act being used in non-terror-related cases. He said, here is the L.A. Times. In-flight confrontations can lead to terrorism charges, January 20th. This is today. See, I have this stuff every day and don't even cover it. It's many times worse than I'm saying, folks. Many times worse. And people, Kelly Rushing was charged with terrorism for handing out Road to Tyranny and a Ron Paul speech. And they charged him two counts,
for the Ron Paul speech and the other. I called the judge at home. It was in the newspaper. And the judge said, yeah, I'm not going to talk about the case, but he's terrorism charges. And then I talked to people in his family, neighbors, business owner, been in there since that area was founded, old family. He just went up to some officers and said, hey, officers, these are some videos you need to watch for your family. Now, the jury found him not guilty, but I mean, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a game. Now, I want to show people this article. It says, Freeman's arrest and conviction for a federal felony defined as an act of terrorism under the Patriot Act. I had no idea I was breaking the law, said Freeman, who spent 3 months in jail before pleading guilty. They also keep you under terrorism until you plead guilty. And it says she's at least 200 people on flights have been convicted under the law. Now, this happens outside. And it said that her daughter was being bad, and so she slapped her on the knee. Her two children began to quarrel over the window shade and then spilled a Bloody Mary into her lap. She spanked each of them on the thigh with 3 swats. It was a small incident, but one that has highlighted the anxiety of September 11th. Oh, terrorism. So the kids are out of control. She's like, stop it, stop it, stop it. Boom. She was taken off 3 months till she pled guilty, not allowed due process, charged under the Patriot Act. Every day, this is today, in my stack, and they said, don't you see that? We put that in yours. Look at this. Look at these articles today. Never covered them. Look at this over here. Just big stacks of news everywhere. Right here. Zoom in on it. Zoom in. Swatting them on the leg. L.A. Times. Folks, it's worse than I can explain to you. God help us. They've built FEMA camps. You see right there? In-flight confrontations can lead to terrorism charges. Ah, stupid camera's not focusing. Well, there it is. I got to get started on this or I'm never going to get to it. This is one of the things running as a governmental ad. Some of the ads they're running promote Obama's private group, USAservice.org, which is his private group. It's running as government ads. Everywhere right now. Giant media packages. And there's a long run where his wife says, get ready for pain. Go ahead and play it. Here it is. And look at all these heart-tugging images of helping people.
America's greatness was not crafted in skyscrapers alone, but on the ground by those who could see what needed to be done. Volunteers who in service stepped forward onto the dust of the moon, the levee in the heartland, the marble steps of a dream. You may ask yourself, where's my moon, my levee, my dream? Well, it's here, with you. Step forward. Help renew America at USAservice.org.
Now, that is a private foundation group with Obama heading it up himself. Ads everywhere. Hundreds of thousands in a week alone since it launched signed up. Hundreds of sign-ups and groups in Austin mobilizing them. And again, it's soup kitchens, it's helping people on the surface, and when you read, it's for the environmental brigades, the tattle brigades, it's all there. Red level emergency, and they're arresting people and not letting them have due process or lawyers. They're allowed to spy on the lawyers once they get them, and they charge them with terrorism federally for spanking their children. Ladies and gentlemen, remember 4 years ago, Senator Menace, no pun intended, in Oregon, introduced a bill. We have it posted. I forget the bill number. And it said, protesting without a permit, life in prison in a forced labor camp. I can pull that up for you. It says forced labor camp. It says downloading music illegally, forced labor camp. Then he got in all this trouble. It almost passed. It was in the Oregonian and AP. And then they introduced it in Rhode Island and other places, the exact same bill. And it said that if you disrespected the American flag, life in prison. And then it was in the, what's the main city of, it was in the NBC 9 channel in Rhode Island, and then it was also in the a major paper. And then the governor came out and said, well, the feds just told me to try to pass this. So we're going to come back with these other PSAs and place them on myself on Russia Today. And continue with the analysis, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you saw what I see studying this every day, it is just, we're being hit from every angle. They are coming, folks. They've built death camps. They're not joking around.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today. Watching CNN, analyzing it right now on air. It is a giant parade to show you who's in charge. 47,000 troops, regular army, police, and SWAT team outfits. They were just showing on CNN during the break, massive columns of troops, like a victory parade, like Hitler through Paris, just stomping, marching. Congress openly has been told they're under martial law. Senator Kennedy's collapsed. Senator Byrd's collapsed and have been taken to the hospital. All these ancient demonic crones of evil. Again, all of this to make you think Obama actually runs something. But now he actually will, because they're fully empowering him to try to get mass group support. They've torn down our leaders, demonized them, and rightfully so, but not pointing out the elite control them. And then now they're finally doing nothing but lavish coverage and giving somebody that, to the public, they can believe in. I mean, this is fully disgusting. Everyone's saluting the new Fuhrer, who's promising he'll save them but giving no specifics. But when you read the fine print, total tyranny and darkness. Let's go ahead now and play the PSA with his wife. These are airing nationwide, everywhere, on every local channel, national. And the notice he says, there's going to be some painful stuff coming. It's going to get tough, but just stick with me. We'll take care of you if you do what we say. Here she is. Look how it all looks governmental, but it's not.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so excited to talk with you today about our National Day of Service. January 19th.
Hit pause.
The day
hit pause. Back it up. I mean, just think about this. Tens of thousands of cases on record of people being arrested as terrorists for spatting their child. And for smoking pot. just tens of thousands per state. I mean, I've seen the headlines, over 10,000 in the last 2 years in our state, which that's one state. And they're going, oh, hi, National Service, we want to help you. And the real thing, the main core, is spy brigades. You can help America. We want to help America. It's going to get tough now, but just stick by us. You're part of our team. We want to help you. We don't work for the foreign bankers. We're not appointing all these IMF and World Bankers to run the administration like Gethner, Bilderberg Group member, who doesn't even pay taxes. He's so elite. We love you. Here it is. Oh, God, help me.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so excited to talk with you today about our National Day of Service.
Hi.
January 19th, the day before the inauguration, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Stop right there.
A day when we
Again, they connect it to Martin Luther King and a true struggle for liberty and equality. When they're bringing in the opposite of that, taking that whole movement and just all psychological warfare. Back to it.
Or a man who lived his life in service to others and showed us what we can accomplish when we stand together.
Oh.
Barack and I will spend the day volunteering right here in Washington, D.C., helping out in the community that we now call home. And we'd like you to join us and thousands of Americans across the country in this day of service. Please volunteer in your community as part of our Renew America Together initiative. To be a part of the National Day of Service, go to www.usaservice.org where you can sign up to join or host a service event in your community.
Stop there. So what they get is all the regular good service, good hard work, and people who mean well to believe Obama's good, to join under their team, be under their control, and then they go, oh, by the way, we want you for youth brigades, we want you for environmental brigades, we want you for senior brigades. By the way, we're now starting forced 18 to 24 where you have to serve, and they'll have millions of people go, well, we serve voluntarily, you ought to do it, it's good, soup kitchens. But it's a domestic security force as big and strong as the military, in his own words. Rahm Emanuel writes a book as chief of staff saying you'll be forced to do it and gives TV interviews saying it. And they put it on change.gov as well. Let's go back to it.
...to do the same. This is more than just a single day of service. At usaservice.org, you can connect with people and groups in your area and continue serving in your community in the months and years ahead. Join people in every corner of the nation who are making an ongoing commitment to improving our communities and our country. We're about to face some major...
Back it up. I was about to say, she's about to say, we're about to face some major challenges. Oh, it's going to get bad here. Again, making it all sound reasonable, making it sound nice. This is how they announce something horrible. When they come out and say they're going to ban a bunch of guns, they don't say we're banning your guns because we want to enslave you, and our own documents say we've got to be able to control you and we've got to have a monopoly of force to bring in tyranny. They say, oh, because the children get hurt. I mean, it's reasonable what we're doing. This is it, folks. This is D-Day. All the tyranny you've seen so far is the foundation. Now they're putting that pyramid capstone on. Back to it.
Major challenges, and it's going to be up to all of us to renew America together. Inauguration Day is less than 2 weeks away, and you can help us kick off the new administration with a spirit of national unity and shared commitment. Visit usaservice.org today and sign up to serve in your community on January 19th. We look forward to seeing you out there. Thank you.
Now notice, there's no specifics.
It's just sign up with us. Get on our list. We want to contact you.
Hundreds of thousands have signed up in the last week.
We want you to help. We're just going to help America, okay? We need unity. That means we need you to shut up and do what we say. We need you to smile and be fooled by us and feel good. And we all work for the big international foundations that are bringing down America. But we're not that big, nasty George Bush, so everything's all right.
Now go to the Hollywood people today, pledging to be slaves, pledging whatever you say, whatever you do, we're going to do it. We're behind you, oh great Obama. Because we've got this national challenge. Oh, everything's imploding by the same bankers that are now fully taking over.
Oh, do we notice we're coming into office right when there's this big crisis? And we're going to have to do some things and going to have voluntary and compulsory service. And we're going to have to spy on some people and arrest people for terrorism, for spanking their children, and have banned most of your guns. But we have to do it, and we have to attack Iran because we're liberal and we love you.
The same George Bush agenda, which is the New World Order agenda, continuing accelerated. with a fresh quarterback in the game, Barack Obama. The stunned, dazed, with multiple concussions, Bush taken off the field, and they send in Viper Command, Cobra Commander, Barack Obama. I mean, I'll never forget when I was in Denver, we saw him twice drive by. Police come by screaming. They block the roads off in Denver by the convention center. And all of a sudden, about 2 miles an hour, roll through this big champagne-colored Suburban. And the windows are clear. And there's her in the front and him in the back. And literally, it was like watching a Roman Caesar in those movies when they roll into Rome. And literally, I mean, you see snobs and blue bloods and stuff, you know, where they're like this. He was literally... And I saw him going, as he rolls by for like 20 seconds, I'm watching this at the red light. I'm in the front. I'm like, Rob, get your camera on that. And we got a little bit of it. We're reviewing that last night. And literally, he's going, just doing an El Duce. And I'm like, I mean, it's even, no one acts like that. This is classic tyranny. I mean, they even act just like it. I mean, it's just amazing. Oh, God, help this country. I'm sorry the country killed 50 million babies with abortion. I'm sorry we're so evil. I'm sorry we killed all those Iraqis. You know, I fought against it. But I'm still culpable. I haven't done enough. I mean, we're all just being judged here, folks. This is it. The blind leading the blind, as they said. Now, go to the Hollywood people. Let's go to this screen. The Hollywood people in a worship fest over here saying they'll do whatever they're told. That's on PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is. Oh, sickening. Oh, look, it looks all presidential. Oh, it's our leader with the fascist colors and symbolism. The leader looking up. There he is. Oh, so good. You're not alone. You're with us now.
Let us summon a new spirit of patriotism, of responsibility, where each of us resolves to pitch in and work harder and look after not only ourselves but each other.
Hit pause. Back it up. And again, because they're going to rape you. You're going to lose your job. You're going to get a tiny government welfare check. They're going to bankrupt the society and then pose as the saviors, giving you the little government jobs and the tattletale squads. The military admits record people being recruited right now because they destroy the economy to bring you into the system. So, no, hey, we got to pitch in. Things are about to get real tough. And all of this was planned years ago. He's been pushing this rhetoric for years. It's all a program. It's all scripted. Back to it.
And look after not only ourselves, but each other.
I pledge to help end hunger in America.
By supporting Feeding America and our local food bank.
I pledge to smile more, to laugh more, to love more.
Pause. Again, sounds reasonable, feed the poor, but it's really their whole agenda, let the bankers take over, put troops on the streets, arrest people for terrorism, for smoking pot. See, that's all the real agenda over here. Federalize the local police, put in federal emergency management command centers that are already in place, but publicly have them tracking everyone. See, I pledge to be smile. I pledge to be positive. This is World War II stuff out of Germany. I pledge to be happy in the homeland and fight. And people that aren't happy, they need to be arrested because it's their fault everything's falling apart. They had to get behind Obama, and because people didn't get behind Obama when he had a plan to save things, it's their fault everything's falling apart. It's not the bankers that run everything. They're loving and good too. And we need to arrest anybody that criticizes the government because things are too damn tough. And the government says the only way to make things better is to get in line and smile. I'm smiling. You better be seen smiling in 1984. Oh, I love it. I love what's happening. Don't arrest me. Don't send me to the gulags they publicly built, the new archipelago of camps. Back to it. Just every word, scientific warfare, psych warfare against you.
I pledge to smile more, to laugh more, to love more.
I pledge
to volunteer more of my time to help children battling serious illnesses.
Hit pause again. Yeah, will you volunteer your time organically to tell people there's mercury in the vaccines and cancer viruses? Will you get the sodium fluoride out of the water, which more than quadruples people's chance of getting bone cancer, juvenile bone cancer? Google it. Thousands of scientific studies. No, see, it's all about I love, I'm good, I volunteer. I go to this private website of the president to sign up to be his new Malcor with little red books. I mean, this is it, man. Webster Tarpley was more right than I even knew. I couldn't imagine, even myself, it would come this quick or be this bad. You understand that? Oh, my God, help us. Oh, my God. back it up. And then who could be against not help, you know, help? I pledge to help children that are sick and have bad medical illnesses. You know, all of a sudden, you know, 50 years ago, it was like finding a leprechaun. It was so rare in a medical facility, a child with cancer. But now they're dying all over our streets and dying everywhere. I pledge to help them drink more fluoride and take more mercury shots and eat more GMO food when all the studies that kill the rats and monkeys that eat it. I pledge to be an idiot dupe and smile and go along with the genocide of the New World Order. Because people can't believe it's happening here, though it's the norm in every other nation. They can't. But in America, the tyranny is going to be bigger and better than anywhere else. Back to the mindless dupes.
I pledge to be a great mother.
To be a great father.
To continue working with UNICEF to make this world a better place for all.
Oh, UN.
To be the voice.
Hit pause. Back it up 20 seconds. UNICEF. Obama has pledged to double the Planned Parenthood family planning funding for the United Nations in Africa and China and India, where they do forced abortions, forced infanticide, give them shots, sterilizing them. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Eugenics Society, Bill Gates' dad, head of the Planned Parenthood, all of this. See how it sounds good? I pledge for UNICEF. I help the children. You have no idea. Because you are weak-minded, and because you're not an evil person, you can't imagine the evil. You don't know history. So this whole thing is a tapestry of propaganda. And at the end, it directs you at something that looks governmental, and it's a private army. Back to it.
To be a great father.
To continue working with UNICEF to make this world a better place for all of our children.
Oh. Be the voice for those that have no voice.
I pledge.
I consider myself an American, not an African American.
To always represent my country with pride.
Now they're ripping off John Wayne, who, you know, 30 years ago said, I'm not a hyphenated American. Because people want, I mean, in the name of multiculturalism, they've done studies, blacks don't even like that. They just want to be left alone and be part of society, be seen as a normal person. But in the name of multiculturalism, they hype up the blackness. They hype up the whiteness. So see, now they're bringing in even conservatism of, hey, I'm not an African American, I'm an American. See how this, and I'm not even saying that's a bad thing, that's a good thing. But the point is, they're saying all these reasonable, great things, help children, feed the children, help sick children, but behind it all is an evil agenda. Because now they're selling you, this is the bait on the other line, the little juicy worm that looks good, but there's a hook in it. And the hook is tyranny, FEMA camps, being robbed, being looted. I mean, this is incredible. Classic, hardcore Nazi Soviet propaganda. Back to it.
I pledge.
To consider myself an American, not an African American.
To always represent my country with pride, dignity, and honesty.
I pledge to go to usaservice.org
and find a service project that I am passionate about.
I pledge allegiance to the funk, to the United Funk of Funkadelica.
I pledge
to never give anyone the finger when I'm driving again.
To always find the humor in everything.
I pledge to help find a cure for Alzheimer's.
To care for America's elderly.
Stop right there. Stop right there. The feds have passed the eugenics laws under bioethics. It's been in the Wall Street Journal where they're euthanizing people chained down, begging for food and water. We've listed their names. We've covered it ad nauseum. Right before that, she was saying that she... Back it up 10 seconds. I forget what she was saying I wanted to comment on. You know, they're saying that they're pledging, but behind this is a whole evil agenda. That's how they con good people into working with them. Here it is.
Find the humor in everything.
I pledge to help find a cure for Alzheimer's.
All right, stop there.
For America.
A cure for Alzheimer's. We now have early onset at 25, 30, tens of thousands of people. They call it Alzheimer's. And they do the brain scans, and all the research is there. It's aluminum, it's heavy metals, it's the mercury shots. Just Google, it's been all over even mainstream news. Three flu shots, and you double your chance of Alzheimer's. They've had 20-year studies on this. Three of them. So you're going to tell somebody actually how to not get Alzheimer's, all these heavy metals going as plaques in your brain? You're going to tell people about that? No, you're just going to, I pledge to give money to the military-industrial complex that's launched this whole attack so they can use the money to pose and control the entire movement to make sure research doesn't really find out what's caused it, or to make sure the public doesn't find out so they can control the poor, pathetic victims so they never get together and actually cause a national movement to stop the eugenics attack. See how that works? I pledge. I pledge to be an idiot. I pledge to be shallow. I pledge to be conned. I pledge to be manipulated. Play the rest.
To make sure that senior citizens have access to health care.
So that our next...
Stop right there. That means access to federally controlled eugenics health care. Continue.
bring awareness to mental disease,
to advance stem cell research,
to spread the awareness.
Stop there. Mental disease is the New Freedom Initiative, their own internal documents released out of the New Freedom Initiative board in Pennsylvania by one of their own board members, that it's a plan to get half the public instead of 20% of the public on serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other drugs, to list most Americans with mental illnesses so that they can be institutionalized even though they're out in public, so they can't own guns, so they can be part of the system. Can't get you on welfare, can't get you in the criminal justice system, get you in the psych system. See, just every point is an attack profile Delta. And I refuse to go along with this, and I'm seeing through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil. Let me see your war face for liberty. Let me hear that you're going to stand up as a true organic resistance against these people for humanity. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols. From a doc...
Train a-coming.
I hear the train a-coming.
It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
But that train
keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. Scott, Brian, Tristan, Michael, and Mass. Guys, you pull up the phone number for Overdrive. I want to give them our local number so those four callers or five callers alone can call in and be on the air on Overdrive. It'll only be at PrisonPlanet.tv for members there and on the free audio streams at InfoWars.com. I never got around to airing. This is like a 15-minute interview with Russia Today. The video's linked up on Infowars.com that I did when I was off the air for 20, 30 minutes when Rivero popped in and filled in. We appreciate him. We do need your support. We do need, before I end the main transmission, we do need everybody to get behind what we're doing. We're not the New World Order. We don't have trillions of dollars of funds. But look what we've done with the money we've had and the support we've had. So please support us today. Plus, they're great, informative, powerful videos and books available at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, this is not an official plug today because I'm going to get to that tomorrow. But we've got a new sponsor that's here in Central Texas. They've got these big rainwater collectors. It's some of the best tasting bottled water that I've ever drank. And then it's reverse osmosis after that. It's PureRainUSA.com. They're looking for distributors across the country in Central Texas. And they're patriots. They're listeners. They're great folks. PureRainUSA.com. PureRainUSA.com. That's a new sponsor coming up, but it's up on the screen. But I'm going to get to their plug tomorrow because we're just out of time in the main broadcast. Also, another one of our sponsors that makes so much of what we are doing here possible is the seed companies. And I just hope that folks will check them out and get involved with them. One of them is SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrims, for example, when seeds had a higher value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite. Yeah, they're buying up all the companies who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds, and the UN is storing seeds. Globalists on every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Check out all their fine products there. Great seed packages, great prices. Get them today, ladies and gentlemen. SurvivalSeedBank.com. SurvivalSeedBank.com. 877-327-0365. Okay, folks, again, an amazing broadcast today. I've gotten fired up and upset. If you're not upset by the L.A. Times, in this article going, well, it's reasonable. It's what we do to fight terrorists. It's what we've got to do for security. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people arrested for spatting their children. Their children are fighting. The woman spats them on the leg. She gets charged with terrorism, doesn't get to have due process, gets held for 3 months forcibly to make her plead guilty. And the article goes on to say, that's good. You know, just basically just conditioning everybody to accept all of this. I mean, I've got hundreds of these articles here in front of me. Now, when the main Genesis broadcast ends in T-minus 45 seconds, I will still be on air, but only one place, the Infowars.com audio streams and the video of the live TV transmission. We've been live for 3 hours today. Ron Paul is coming up and the rebroadcast in the next hour, so I'm going to do about 15, 20 minutes. Take your phone calls. The number for the listeners that are on hold to call is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. You guys call. Get to your calls right now. Hit some final issues. Play a little bit of Russia Today I was on. Then we'll end transmission that's live, and it'll go to Ron Paul coming up in T-minus 40 minutes from today. It was incredible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.